it. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, this is a subject that I have not weighed in on yet, but I have to weigh in on it now. And, you know, I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Milwaukee. And I just do not understand that we are about to have a Republican convention in Milwaukee in 2024. I don't get that at all. I understand money and that, you know, people will sell their souls for money. But how can that be justified when on a state level, the Republican Party has done everything it possibly can to not allow the city of Milwaukee to be able to maintain its own autonomy by raising sales tax that will allow the city to pay for, you know, the running of the city? Over the many decades, Milwaukee has lost a large portion of its property tax base. And many people who used to live here, one thing that Milwaukee had going for itself was that if you work for police, fire, you work for the city, you work for education, public education, by law, you had to live within the boundaries of, you know, certain areas. Well, you know, the Republicans under Scott Walker stepped in, changed all of that, and put the Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee behind the eight ball, where it's only a matter of time that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County both collapse under pension obligations and other entities not able to continue to upkeep the operation of the city, the cost of running the cities. Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, one of the largest, you know, areas in the nation that is not able to raise a sales tax, a 1 cent sales tax, that would again allow it to be self-sufficient. A Republican state legislature that has clearly said we are not going to do anything to help Milwaukee stand on its own. So then how do we get from there to the fact that we want to welcome a Republican Party that has done everything it can within its power to dismantle and do major damage to our city? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. It's not a rhetorical question. You know, already know what the deal is. But what do others think about that? I mean, I can't even begin to imagine MAGA folk, you know, who are going to be here. You know, all of these people who have done everything within their power to make it difficult for people. And we'll be opening the door and rolling out the red carpet for the Republican Party in 2024. What say you? I know what I feel about it. Man, I can't even begin to think about Fox News in my backyard. And all of those folk, Republicans that I watch and listen to and know that they are doing the damage that they're doing to our communities, to our nation. And we in Milwaukee roll out the red carpet. All money is not good money. Well, that's easy for me to say because I don't have any. But I think we should have some principles, some scruples. And I don't think allowing the Republican convention to happen here, listen, yes, there was, you know, Tennessee, Nashville, but the people in Nashville who could have used it too said no. We know what they stand for. And even though it was neck and neck between Nashville and Milwaukee, Nashville, based on some political mechanisms, were able to tell the Republican Party no. And yes, they could have used the money just like Milwaukee. But if you were going to do that, shouldn't there be some stipulations to the National Republican Committee? Hey, if you want to bring that here to the city of Milwaukee, or there, because I'm in Waukesha right now, and you want to bring that there, here's what you have to do. Number one, loosen the shackles that are on the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County, where we can't raise the resources necessary to fund our government. You're not going to come here and have a party and then walk away and continue to do the same things that you've been doing all along. Why would we do that? Let's go to the phone lines and Lou. Lou, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Your fake outrage is noted. You guys are the people, the hotel workers.
Fake outrage.
The lower cage, pardon me?
Fake outrage.
Yeah. The lower income earners in this country.
Well, hold on. Before you go any further, let me tell you why it's not fake outrage. Maybe you didn't hear what I said before. The reason that the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County can't move forward with doing what is necessary to make sure that we who live here are able to make sure that there's a future for us is because conservatives on the state level won't allow us to raise a 1 cent sales tax that will give us an opportunity to pay the pensions of fire and police who have been allowed to move out of our city by people who live in the state. I mean, by people who don't even live in our city. That's not fake outrage.
In the hospitality industry here in Milwaukee, and people like that will profit enormously, and they will be the ones who will be hurt most by the Republican events not coming here.
Did you just hear what I just said? Those people on the lower rung of the society, for any conservative or Republican to act as if they're concerned about them, you want to talk about something that is absolutely ridiculous. Is your statement because there's nothing about conservatives and Republicans and Republicans that I know where they've ever been concerned about those on the lower rung of things.
Aren't you associated with the party that wanted to defund the police? the extreme woke radical crazies in your party wanted to defund the police?
Man, you guys, listen, man, I never once said anything about defunding police. Never once.
There's people not, in your there's party not, did, there's you know, not, city,
listen, man.
They
listen,
ran on that agenda.
Listen, man, I'm not in a party. That's number one. Okay? I'm not a member of a party. You laugh, but that's facts. You assume things, as many conservatives do. And again, man, when you make statements like you just made and the one before, that you're concerned about the poor people who work in the hotel industries and those kind of things, if you really were concerned about that, then you would say that what's happening in Madison is a travesty. Not allowing this city and this county, who give the most money to the state and aren't allowed to get it back because of politics, and then you want us to somehow believe that there's some concern and compassion from Republicans about the poorest amongst us. Please.
Yeah, you say, you're not a Democrat and you don't represent Democrat politics. You're speaking Democrat politics right now.
No.
Tell me you don't.
Let me tell you what this is.
This audience by saying that you're not affiliated with Democrats.
Listen, I vote Democrats.
I vote Democratic.
Let me say this
That's
to you,
right.
man. Let me say this to you.
You're a Democrat.
I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. I'm not a member of the Democratic Party. You want to change the subject.
What they think.
You want to what do
I'm
you do?
Defend.
And what do you
I'm
do?
I'm telling you what you just told me. It's not correct. You support the agenda of Democrats.
Let me say this. I support the agenda of what is right for the average person in this society. Okay? I'm a blue-collar worker. I represent people who for the most part, have been left out.
I'm a wage earner.
Okay.
What you're insulting, what offends you about me, is that I actually push back at some of the propaganda you market.
Let me say this to you, sir. If I was a member of the Democratic Party, I would proudly state it. You know, I would proudly state that. But I'm not. But what Democrats stand for, I'm supporting that. Okay? Because I know what the other side stands for. And I'm as far away from that as the North Pole is from the South Pole. As Pluto is from the sun.
You gotta
All
go.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the best thing you can do. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.